serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
And welcome back. We are live tonight at The Ridge. It's the CSC Sports Roadshow brought to you by Security First Bank. Whiskey and Wings Wednesday is always here at The Ridge. Our thanks to Luke Karametros and Topia Alahulta from the cross-country squad at Chadron State for being our first guests here on the show. We're right about 6:30 here tonight as we move into the back end of the program and talk a little basketball. It's winter season, cold outside, time to be inside at the gym, shooting hoops and coaching hoops with Jacob Jefferson next. Right, Jake? It's the time of year, right, for basketball?
Yes, sir. Been waiting for it for a long time.
It's good to have you on, Jake. I remember calling your games a few years back, and we'll get into some of that and what you're up to now. Thanks for being in here today. Fans, you'll remember Jacob Jefferson. He played for CSC, of course, for several years, and now is on the women's coaching staff. You're assisting Janet Raymer with the CSC ladies. So kind of getting your feet wet in the coaching profession. We talked before a game recently, and you told me you were really loving it. You really like this new role as a coach. Talk to us about how much you love it and why so.
Like you said, man, I really, really love this job. I don't do the same thing 2 days in a row. It's always something new. And this is really just the closest thing I can get to playing. So, I mean, I miss playing, but love what I'm doing. And like you said, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I've enjoyed every moment of it.
That's right. And what's some of the stuff you've learned about, you know, day one, you're a coach. You probably come in thinking, okay, I think it's going to be this way. I want to do it this way. And now here you are, what, 5-6 games in. What kind of things are you realizing maybe different than you expected when you began your coaching staff?
I learned that there's a lot more to the game than just the game. The preparation that goes into it, the scouting, the just planning everything out, getting ready, just preparing for everything is something that's a little more difficult than it was when I was just playing, but something that I've grown to really love.
So what's the difference then, player and coach? You know, you've been on both sides of it. You played here for, what, 3 seasons with CSC, right?
Yes, yeah,
so 3 seasons. Now in your first few games as coaching, I'm sure there's a lot more that you can learn and differences you'll notice, but some of the things that have started out to this point that are different from side to side.
Playing was way, way easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just show up. They give you a schedule listed out. You go to weights. You go to practice. You go to your game. Coaching, like I said, is preparation. You have to do your scouts. You have to get everything prepared. Shooting times and just organizing and arranging everything that week is... It adds up. It's a lot more than just playing.
So as a player, they're doing it for you, and as a coach, now you're the one doing it for of them. Are you taking some things that you had set out for you as a player and thinking, hey, you know, that really didn't work for me so much when my coaches made me do that or scheduled it this way, I'm going to kind of put my own twist or try something different here?
I actually give props to the coaches I had here at Chadron. I learned a lot from them, and I think they kind of set the pay, like the stone,
yeah,
the road for me, and I've learned so much from Reed Pabin and Coach Raymer already, and it's as much as I say I like to add a twist, it's really them just teaching me piece by piece of it.
That's great. Yeah, they set the stones out and show you how to really succeed at that coaching profession. That's awesome. Jake, so what's your primary role for Coach Raymer and for the team when you're on the bench? Are you doing coaching things or practice? Are you coaching, or do you handle most of the scouts and different things like that? What kind of things are you doing as the AC?
Me and Coach Becky Soares, she's over here. Coach Becky Watson, sorry.
That's her?
Me and her split kind of go through everything that deals with travel, planning out meals for the team. We run through scouts,
yeah,
recruiting, just about everything that an assistant coach would do. Yeah, it's hard to explain, hard to get into. It's just a ton.
It is, and certain coaches will handle a certain individual segment. Some kind of take it all on and try to fit it in. So you said food and travel. Do you since you played in the RMAC, do you have a pretty good scout on where all the good food places are that you're lining that up?
A couple little spots for us. Yeah, we plan them out pretty well.
All right. Well, what's one of your favorite from your playing days, or one you're looking forward to this year? I don't know how far in advance you're planned out, but you know, some good food in the RMAC.
I couldn't even tell you the name of it. There's a little Italian joint near CCU. We'll actually have to visit that one if we can.
Oh, yeah. I've been there several times with the teams. I know exactly the Italian place you're talking about.
Amazing.
Great, great food. Jake, the women's team this year, I'm still looking for that first victory, and hopefully we'll get it at home in front of our fans here this weekend. You guys are mixing in a lot of new players, too, and that can always be a challenge in itself, getting everybody on the same page and building early. So conference actually gets started Friday. with Pueblo, yes, and then Highlands. So big games really coming up. What are you and Coach Raymer having your team focus on for preparation this week as you get ready to take on the Thunderwolves?
This whole week mainly has just been shooting with confidence. Our shooting numbers haven't been as high as we'd like them, and I know we have some better shooters than what we're showing. So shooting with confidence and just playing tough and playing with some grit and taking a win, not just wanting a win, taking a win from them.
It's a great kind of mantra to go by. Go out and take it. Don't wait for it to happen or let it come to you. And you were a heck of a shooter in your time, Jake. You could make the inside ones. We all know that with your size and ability down there around the basket. Step out, nail threes, and tough guy to guard. Is there what kind of techniques or what kind of things do you try to teach the shooters or have them think about or work on to improve that shooting percentage and make sure those balls go through the cylinder?
Main ones, just square your shoulders, set your feet, and stick it, follow through.
Have you always been a good shooter, Jake?
Oh, no.
Did you have to really train going up?
It took some time. It really did. I shot the ball like a minute bowl when I first started.
That's an interesting form.
Way back behind my head. It was terrible.
Yeah. Well, it's probably still prettier than my shot. So
we'll get you in the gym.
I could use the help. Jacob Jefferson with us, former Eagle player and current women's basketball assistant coach on the road show here tonight at the Ridge. Jake, let's talk about your playing career a little bit. Fans have been around for a while, have seen you play. They know what kind of player you were. Very, very good. You finished your career during the COVID-19 season, a very challenging time for everybody, but you became one of the toughest players to guard in the league during your time with Shadron State, with obviously your size that the folks here can see in the building, and as I mentioned, the three-pointers. What are some of the things that you're going to really remember from playing with Shadron State?
To be honest, what sticks out the most and what always sticks in my mind is just the relationships I was able to grow with the coaches and my teammates. I mean, I still keep in touch with a lot of them. I mean, even from my first year playing, whether it be Michael Sparks to my last year playing, be it Walker Andrew. I mean, I talk to all of them still, and I've grown relationships and made a bunch of great friends that I'll keep forever.
Yeah, and so many student athletes tell me about that, about the trips and the relationships and the experiences and the conversations you guys have and becoming tight and close and friends and things that you'll take on forever. Was there a moment or a game or a shot that was your favorite that you remember from your playing career?
I'd say Fort Lewis when we beat them on the road. They had a player named Riley Ferris, and he was tough.
Yeah.
He was an All-American that year.
Seven-footer?
Oh, yeah. And he was shooting threes, and it was just really hard to guard him. But beating him on the road and winning that game, it just meant a lot. It was a good one for us.
You know, you bring up Riley and yourself as well in that sense. You can play inside and outside. Do you feel like there's more of that in college basketball now or in the NBA, or there should be? Like, just trying to find guys that can do that like you makes teams that much better because, I mean, who the heck do you put on to defend in a certain area of the floor?
I think it makes a team a lot better. It makes them harder to stop when a player is able to score inside and out. And it's a great look for us, I think.
So. Yeah. Now, how about NBA or college players that you like to watch or maybe pattern your game after? Was there somebody that you sort of looked at and said, hey, I want to be able to do what this guy does on the court, and I'll be really tough to stop?
That'd be my two favorite players is Dirk Nowitzki and Hakeem Olajuwon. Just the footwork inside from Hakeem and the long-range shooting from Dirk is who I tried to base it off of, and I know I wasn't like that, but that's who I tried to mimic.
That's a good pair there, a couple of Hall of Famers and legends to pattern games after their Dirk Nowitzki and Hakeem Olajuwon. Is Jacob Jefferson, women's basketball assistant coach, former player here for the Eagles at CSC back in Shadron. And Jake, continuing with your playing career, had a tough ending, and I know I'll never forget it. I mean, I was almost in tears there calling that ball game because you just kind of knew it was that situation at South Dakota Mines, a knee injury. What did you rely on to kind of get you through the difficulty of the season with the COVID challenges? We already had mentioned this all happened in the same season, and then you have the knee injury, and it all came to an end. That was probably tough to really swallow at that time.
Fortunately, I had two knee surgeries ahead of that, so it kind of wasn't as hard to adjust to, but I mean, just the love and the support of my family and friends, it really helped me get through everything. And I mean, I reached out to my parents and my friends every single day, and they helped me get through it.
Yeah, it was a tough moment, but you mentioned the prior knee injuries you had that you had to work through to get back, and it kind of softened the blow, I guess, of that final one in that seventh game that you were playing that year. As a coach now, what kind of stuff from back then in the tough times where you were trying to get through those things do you share with the ladies now on your team, or as you're coaching out here, what do you try to pass along to them to say, hey, this is a tough time I've been through, this is how I learned to get through it, stuff like that? What do you do to help them out?
The main one is just tell them keep their head up, stay motivated, and realize that it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. Rehab is incredibly important. The stretching, the physical therapy you need to do. If you don't take it as serious, you won't come back the right way, and it can just be kind of a problem. On top of that, just take care of the small things before they turn into big things. So if you have a little nagging injury, then get rid of that before it gets to a big one.
You bet. Jacob Jefferson on our program tonight. We're live here at the Ridge, the CSC Sports Roadshow, brought to you by Security First Bank. Jake, what's your academic path now? A grad school major? What do you want to do? And maybe go into the coaching realm full time at some point?
That's for sure the plan. I'm thankful for Coach Raymer to have introduced me to coaching and to bring me into the program, and I've loved every moment of it. And that's something I definitely want to do. Eventually, I'll want to head coach somewhere.
Okay. So are you in school now, or are you
currently not taking classes?
Okay. All right, so you can focus quite a bit on that coaching then, full bear. And Jake, who's inspired you in your life? We talked about on the court. You said Elijah Wan and Nowitzki, but who's somebody out there that's really inspired you?
I have to just bring it to my parents. My father put a basketball in my hands at an early age. I want to say like fifth, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the ones that would take me to the backyard and beat me down and make me a little mentally tough, and that helped me out a lot. And then my mom, anytime I'd get down on myself or I wouldn't want to go out and work harder, she would remind me that she can't want it more for me than I want it for myself. And that was something that's always stuck with me.
Great stuff, Jacob. Really appreciate you being on the show. It's good to see you back in Shadron and on the bench with Coach Janet Raymer. Good luck to you two and the entire ladies team this week against Pueblo on Friday, New Mexico Highlands on Saturday. We'll be there with the radio broadcast and hopefully a couple of wins for CSC women's basketball.
You're
Jacob
coming.
Jefferson. All right.
Sure. Thank you,
Jake, thanks
me.
So much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Jacob Jefferson, our third guest tonight. We've got our final guest coming up, and that is Porter Anderson of the men's basketball team. So we'll talk to Porter coming up here shortly. From the Ridge, it is our CSC Sports Roadshow. We're live until 7 o'clock here tonight, and our show is always brought to you by Security First Bank. So stay with us. We've got Porter Anderson coming up next.